Let's move on for now. Representatives of over two dozen countries who took part in a regional conference in Pakistan have called for the resumption of peace talks between Kabul and the Taliban. The plea came at the end of the conference as part of an initiative launched in 2011 to promote Afghan peace efforts, which collapsed last summer. The talks broke down after Afghanistan announced that former Taliban leader Mullah Muhammad Omar had died in a Pakistani hospital 2 years earlier. Pakistan's foreign ministry has issued a statement saying all efforts will be explored and encouraged in this regard. China and the U.S. have also expressed support for the move. Kabul has long accused Islamabad of funding the Taliban and giving sanctuary to the group's leaders. But in an earlier meeting of Afghan and Pakistani foreign ministers on the sidelines of the conference, the two agreed to stop the blame game.
One thing that we have agreed is that this blame game should end, and we should make sure that the two countries cooperate with each other on to make sure that those reconcilable elements of Taliban come to negotiating table. And we very much hope that Pakistan can play an important role in convincing them to come to the negotiating table.
The top Afghan diplomat further described negotiations as, quote, the surest way to peace and stability in Afghanistan. He noted that Kabul welcomes all opposition groups who renounce violence, disarm, and join the government-led peace process. The Islamabad gathering also led to another achievement concerning sour relations between India and Pakistan. The two countries have agreed to resume bilateral talks that broke down in August over tensions in Kashmir. India's Foreign Minister Sushma Swaraj, who met with Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, said the two countries will start the dialogue process from scratch. Cross-border shelling over the disputed border in Kashmir has claimed dozens of lives since 2014.
Smiles and handshakes everywhere, but everyone knows here that the challenge ahead is formidable. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif joined senior leaders from over two dozen countries in Islamabad to discuss the way forward for Afghanistan. The Heart of Asia Istanbul Process ministerial meeting was attended by 14 member states, including Iran, Russia, India, and the US, as well as delegates from 17 supporting countries. Initiated in 2011, the Heart of Asia Process is aimed at boosting regional connectivity and cooperation for peace and development in Afghanistan. Dealing with security challenges, including the emergence of Daesh Takfiri terrorists in Afghanistan, was the main theme of this year's conference here in Islamabad. The Pakistani Prime Minister highlighted the security challenges facing the region. He called for a united front against terrorist groups, including Daesh.
The emergence of newer and more threatening terrorist groups like Daesh should also strengthen our resolve against terrorism. We should envisage collective and coordinated measures on the regional security front.
Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif shared his country's perspective on the current situation in Afghanistan.
The Islamic Republic of Iran, with its geographical position, security, and road and rail infrastructure, is determined to help Afghanistan wherever it's needed. We also stand ready to tap our transit potential to bring additional trade and economic prosperity to the region.
In a joint declaration, member countries of the Heart of Asia Process pledged to support Afghanistan in dealing with its current challenges. On the sidelines of the conference, Pakistan, Afghanistan, the United States and China launched a fresh diplomatic push to help restart stalled peace talks between Kabul and various factions of Taliban. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.